Chapter 4. What Really Causes Acne? It must be stated at the beginning that an exact cause of acne is unknown. Despite the endless research that has been done to date, nothing has ever been isolated as a primary cause for the development of acne. Keeping this in mind, though, doctors and researchers have at least come to some conclusions as to what sort of risk factors are involved and ultimately contribute to acne's development. According to some researchers, the primary causes are hormones and genetics, but this cannot account for every case. No, in some instances, factors like medication, types of cosmetics, and certain aspects of personal hygiene, i.e. methods of cleansing skin, are more likely to create the conditions for acne's formation. Environment, too, can be a catalyst. Those working with chemicals or who are exposed to oils and greases have a greater chance of getting acne because the materials themselves can clog pores. Hormones. With the onset of puberty, the human body starts to produce hormones called androgens, or male sex hormones, increasing in both boys and girls. These androgens cause the enlargement and overstimulation of the sebaceous glands, which are found in the hair follicles or pores of the skin. The extra sebum or oil that the sebaceous glands produce mixes with dead skin cells and bacteria on the skin surface, and this blocks pores. Within the blocked pore, the bacteria multiply and cause inflammation. All of this leads to the lesions that are associated with acne. Teenagers are the most common sufferers of acne, purely because of the hormonal shifts that are associated with puberty. Current figures indicate nearly 85% of people will develop acne at some point between the ages of 12 and 25. It is also important to note that the hormonal changes associated with both the menstrual cycle, pregnancy, and even menopause have been shown to be culprits in the creation of acne. Also, when women are either beginning or ending their usage of birth control, the hormonal fluctuations that can occur at this time can cause acne in some women. Furthermore, fluctuations in the hormones of adults, both men and women, can cause spikes in the production of sebum in the sebaceous glands. This opens wide the range of those susceptible to acne due to hormonal changes. Genetics. Another factor is heredity, or genetics. Many researchers now believe that the tendency to develop acne can be inherited from parents. In studies conducted by a number of scientists, links have been found between those presently suffering from acne and the presence of acne in their family history. Strictly speaking, though, acne is not an inherited disease, at least not in the medical sense of the word. However, it is also true that acne is much more common in children of parents who have had or still have acne than those who do not. While the research is still ongoing, there is no doubt the research will continue to yield new results, and perhaps deeper genetic causes might be unearthed. Other factors. Medication. As was stated before, the side effects of certain drugs can cause acne. Examples can include barbiturates, antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication, lithium, and certain forms of steroids. Heavy or oily cosmetics. In the case of certain cosmetics, their ingredients can affect the structure of hair follicles and lead to overproduction of sebum, which in turn clogs the pores. Over-abrasive cleansing. Astringent facial products can dry the skin out and also causes the body to overproduce sebum to compensate. The use of harsh exfoliators can damage existing spots and spread infection. Flare-up factors. There are also a number of other factors which can cause existent acne to flare up and create more problems. A small list of some of these factors is included in the following pages so that our picture of acne becomes clearer, and we shall hopefully obtain a greater understanding of the causes and elements that make this disorder such an inconvenient and uncomfortable thing to endure. Pressure from helmets or hats, backpacks, tight clothing. If there is pressure against the skin, as is the case when wearing hats and helmets, or when a backpack is pressing down against shoulders, then the potential for irritation and acne breakouts are real. Either friction, as is true when someone is wearing tight clothing, or pressure, as in the aforementioned hat or helmet, can go a long way toward affecting the pores and causing acne to flare up. Environmental irritants. If a person works in a garage or in a factory, certain chemicals present in such environments can actually cause acne flare-ups, if not lead to its appearance. Oils, for instance, when brought in contact with skin over a long period, can clog up pores, or at least irritate the skin. Pollution can have much the same effect upon the skin, clogging pores and creating infections. heavy scrubbing of skin. Picking or squeezing blackheads and or whiteheads can cause the infection to move deeper into the skin, which will lead to scarring. Diet. While no foods actually have been linked to the cause of acne, it is proven that certain foods can be responsible for acne flare-ups.